Good evening, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. My creative tonight is the funny, fashion-addicted Max Talisman. Max's new movie, Things Like This, has an amazing ensemble cast, including Diane Cannon, Tion T-Boz Watkins from TLC, Eric Roberts, Michael D. Cohen, Jasmine Savoy Brown, Charlie Tehan, Antoine McCray, Krista Allen, Miles Tagmeyer, and so many more. The film answers questions about what happens when you fall in love in a big city, you experience these misunderstandings, you have a reckoning with destiny, all that turmoil that arises in relationships, whether it be friendships or romantic relationships. Big thanks to my sponsor today, 1000 Plus Stain Remover and Cleaner. 1000 Plus is bio-friendly, it's eco-friendly, it's kind to your skin. You can use it on your fabrics, you can use it everywhere. You can use it in concentrate on those stubborn stains. You can use it diluted and clean your entire house, your entire car, your shoes, your hat, your makeup sponges. You can use it on everything and everywhere. And it's bio-based, so it's safe. It's safe and effective. Those are two of my favorite words. You can get more information at www.1000plus.ca. That's 1000plus.ca. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage. Cuddle up with your host pup in her sparkling clean studio and enjoy the show. Full disclosure, you guys, the Zoom recording app was being a little biatch, so we're going to go right into the conversation we were having, where we're talking about the wonderful, beautiful, illustrious Diane Cannon.
That's absolutely stunning, you know, to say that she did that. No other female, and to this day, I don't believe a woman has been able to do that as well. I mean, maybe I've been thinking now Lady Gaga was nominated for both song and actress, but I'm not sure if that's the same thing. But Diane Cannon did it first, regardless.
Right.
She's just, like I said, she's a dream of a human being. I just am, it's a joy to get to work with her, and it's a joy just to get to know her. So I've been really lucky, and her and I are both huge Lakers fans.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we text actually during most of the games, which has been really, really fun for me. And I hope fun for her too, but no, it's really nice just to get to know her and getting to work with Diane Cannon. Like, pinch me, it's unreal.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen recently, I haven't kept like newspapers or things like that, but she used to always be in the magazines, you know. I don't know what it's called in basketball, front row or whatever.
No, she court. Is named this yeah. year she was named one of the top five celebrity Lakers fans.
Yeah.
And so she was the only female to be named. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's an iconic Lakers fan, you know. She's always in the front row with those fabulous hats and usually a leather jacket, and she just really loves the team. And I mean, so do I. And so it's been a real, like, it's interesting because, you know, we've both been quarantining obviously for the last year. And so her experience has obviously been that she used to go to the games all the time and she hasn't been able to, but it's nice that we've been able to text and enjoy that camaraderie from home.
Right. Yeah. It's not the same, but at least you still have that option. You can still watch it on the television, but there's nothing like a live game for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I've been going to live games since I was a kid. My dad instilled a love for sports in me. And so I love sports, but there's nothing like, I literally had Lakers tickets the night everything shut down. So I was on my way to Staples Center and then everything was canceled. So
that's a sad ride home.
It was a weird few days. My brother was supposed to come visit and then he didn't. And the obviously it's a weird few days for everyone, right? Like then when everything shut down. But it's crazy. It's been, you know, a year and a half now. So
yeah. I feel like for me personally, because I still had to work, I was an essential worker, it affected me, but not as much as like everybody else. Like, because I didn't have to stay home, not because I had any, you know, privilege. I had to go to work.
No, I think, you know, what was interesting about the shutdown for me was that it allowed us to really put a focus into this film, into things like this. And I think what was lucky was that actors who normally don't have time to read scripts all of a sudden had time to read scripts. Mm-hmm. And it, suddenly we were able to assemble this dream cast, which was, you know, a strange upside in this horrible thing that was happening.
Right.
And we just ended up being incredibly lucky. And it's, you know, it's been a really tough year, in addition to being a really a year full of that blessing of being able to create mm-hmm. that cast. So, you know, I've still dealt with things that were not pleasant this year for sure, and some real heartbreak, but mm-hmm. Coming out with that, it was a really unique experience to be building the cast throughout, especially the first part of it.
Mm-hmm. Run down the cast for everybody.
Yeah, so there's me. I will be playing one of the two romantic leads. The other one is played by my Primetime Emmy nominee Miles Tagmeyer. Mm-hmm. And then we have my good friend and Ozark star Charlie Tahan. We starred in Super Dark Times together. Mm-hmm. And we've just maintained a really good friendship. He's the best. I love Charlie with all my heart. So it's just getting to work with one of your best friends is, you know, a really great gift. And I hope I just get to work with him in the future and mm-hmm. more and more and more. He's not only is he a great and spectacular actor, which everyone can see on Ozark and anything he's ever done. He just did Drunk Bus, which he's an incredible in. And he steals the show in anything he does. That's my opinion on Charlie. So I look forward to him stealing my movie from mm-hmm. me. But he's the best dude. I love him so much. And then there's Jasmine Savoy Brown, who was one of the leading people on For the People, which was Shonda Rhimes' show. Mm-hmm. And she was a series regular on The Leftovers. She's the star of the new Scream reboot that's coming out next year.
Ooh.
And she's currently filming a series regular in a Showtime show. So she's absolutely, once again, like, she's a spectacular. I was lucky enough that I knew Jasmine from like 10 or 11 years ago. We did a program in New York City together called Cap 21, and it was a summer program in New York for musical theater students. Mm-hmm. And we had a few classes together. So I was lucky enough to get to know Jasmine through that. And we've just, you know, kind of been peripherally like following each other's journey, you know. And when I wrote the script, I was just, her work speaks for itself, and I've been watching it and really falling in love with everything she's been doing. And I messaged her on Facebook, and I was just like, Jasmine, like, would you just take a look at this? Like, I thought of you for this role. Like, I understand if you're, you know, too, you know, busy with everything you're doing, but please just take a look. And luckily she fell in love with the script. And so we've been collaborating on her character ever since then and building all these fun things. And yeah, we're just looking forward to having her on set too. And it's really cool to, you know, get to be a part of her journey, because she's taken off, she's going places, and she's, mm-hmm. I mean, she's already taken off, but she's on the upward trajectory, and it's all about, you know, being a support. And I'm so excited to get to work with her. Once again, it's really cool to get to work with a friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be amazing as an actor or an actress to have that kind of input with the writer or the director, where they really listen instead of having someone with such a rigid mindset where they're like, this is what you are, this is what I want you to do, end of story, period.
For sure. I think what's been helpful in, you know, getting this cast is a huge factor who I am as a director, is I come from a theater background. So to me, art is collaborative. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in that, even on a film set. So there's not a person on this film who will not have an input on what we're doing and what needs to be done in each scene. And I think that's been really special, because when I've met with these actors, it's very clear that what I want is to work together, mm-hmm. not for it to be a one-sided thing. Yeah, I mean, going back to the cast, we have Academy Award nominee Eric Roberts.
Ooh, hey now.
Yeah, and he is, you know, he's a superstar. And it was crazy because Eric is literally in my favorite movie of all time, which is The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a really awesome role in it. So it was like, it's bizarre to get to work with someone who, you know, I've seen that movie over 70 times, I'm gonna be honest. So he's just the best. He's mm-hmm. he's an actor's actor. He believes in what an actor's life is, and he just he loves what we do, and I have the utmost respect for him as a human, as an actor, and as someone who I'm lucky enough to get to work with. And then obviously we have the incomparable Diane Cannon, who I've already spoken about, but three-time Academy Award nominee, only woman to be nominated in front of and behind the camera for an Academy Award, and Golden Globe winner. Like, she's the definition of a movie star. She's the definition of a movie star. She's the definition of a superstar as a human. And she's someone who I'm lucky to get to work with, and who I hope one day, you know, will, I aspire to something. To be even a fraction of who she is as a person would be a real gift.
Right.
So, and then we have Saved by the Bell's Mitchell Hoag. He's going to be in the future. I'm really excited. And he's once again, a great person. Luckily we've connected, and he's, you know, his company has really taken a great role in our film. And it's been a really nice process to work with him as an actor and as a person. And Willem the drag queen is going to be in the film. Willem Belli. Wow. What is there to say? She's everything. Like, she's a star, and I'm just so thrilled. It's unreal. Academy Award nominee Terry Moore is going to be in our film, and she's one of the last living stars of the Hollywood Golden Age. So, I mean, she was best friends with Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, and she's once again, a movie star, a superstar. I mean, I'm using these words because it's true of these people. It's stunning to get to work with these people. It really is. I mean, every day I'm like just blown away by the talent that is going to be in this film. I mean, we also have Grammy Award winner T-Boz is in this film. So it's once again, like, how she's everything. Her music, it was the music of, you know, so many people's lives, including myself. I remember where I was the first time I heard Waterfalls. I remember the first time I heard No Scrubs. Like, these are songs that have obviously stayed with people their entire lives. And now getting to work with someone who you've admired your entire life, like, wow, you know? Mm-hmm. And also Diane Salinger is in the film. She was the lead in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
I love her. With
Paul Rubin. Yeah, she's incredible. And she's in the feature, and I she's an incredible person too. I really loved her too.
That's a hell of an ensemble.
Yeah, it is. We have the Reiner children making their romantic comedy debuts. Romy and Jake Reiner, the children of Rob Reiner, grandchildren of Carl Reiner.
Holy crap.
They're both making their romantic comedy debuts in this film. And Romy is going to blow people away. I have to say, she's an incredibly, incredible talent. And same with Jake. Jake has already acted some, so I think people have had a little hint of how incredible he is. But he's also an executive producer on our film. I love them both. Jake and I have had a chance to become close because his girlfriend, Margaret Berkowitz, is one of my closest friends in LA, and she's in the feature as well. So it's been really cool to get to, you know, work with Jake and get to explore, you know, what it means to him to get to produce and you know, a groundbreaking romantic comedy on his own.
Oh, wow. That's a massive cast, first of all.
Yeah.
I feel like you spent probably weeks or months developing, you had some previous relationships, but developing like a conversation with these people, either via email, social media, things like that. And that was one way that being locked down helped you. You had time to do that, probably.
Sure. You know, we did. We definitely, like I said, actors were reading scripts.
Yeah.
In a way that they didn't have time to do before. So I think that did help us initially. But still, I mean, it's, you know, we got the, like, yeses from the people we were dreaming about getting yeses from. It was just an incredible experience.
Right.
To be having people read the script and to have them come back and be like, I respond to this. Like, I love this. Mm-hmm. This is a story I want to tell. So at the end of the day, that's what an actor, you know, that's why actors are here. We're telling the stories we want to tell, the stories we believe in.
That they relate to or resounds within them.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was, it was a really crazy few months casting this film, and it was a really special time. And it was a time for me to just kind of, you know, pinch myself every second and keep going, because it was a dream. It was a dream to get to cast a film this way.
Wow. So you get the email or the call that says, yeah, T-Boz is down. What kind of happy dance is Max doing?
you know, Max Max is doing a big happy dance, but what's interesting about me is that I'm always, I don't really celebrate successes. I'm kind of always pushing myself for the next thing, which is great in some ways, but it means that I'm someone who doesn't, I would say it's similar, this is gonna be so cliche, but it's similar to like in, you know, Hamilton, when Angelica and Hamilton are never satisfied. I'm kind of the same way. I kind of just want to keep pushing myself to never be satisfied and just continue to finding those moments of success. And but I will tell you that when I heard about T-Boss, there was a little happy dance for sure. Yeah, Waterfalls was on. I was jamming. It was great.
You got your baggy pants. You got your baggy pants and your sneakers on. You can't see me, but I'm doing the dance.
Exactly. And same with Diane and Eric, all of that. Like every time we got a yes from one of these icons, there was a moment of like, holy shit, let me enjoy this. And then it was I keep going.
Right. Right. It's like, okay, now I got to finish those rewrites.
Exactly.
I got to go look at this fabric. Yeah.
It's motivation. Mm-hmm. To, you know, this film, like it got the greatest talent in the world, so it needs to be the greatest film in the world. That's how I feel.
It's like, oh crap, we got Diane Cannon. All right, I need to talk to wardrobe, because we cannot have any basic ass wardrobe for Ms. Diane Cannon. Absolutely not.
It's that kind of thing. It's a motivator, because it's an incredible, I keep saying incredible gift, because that's what it is. To get to work with these people.
And I love that about you, because you're excited, but you're also like humble about it. You're not like, of course they want to work with me. You're like, oh my God, this is fucking fantastic. You know, you're like, this is great. How honored am I? I love that humility.
Yeah, they are just incredibly special humans. Yeah. So.
Right. And the plot.
I can't talk.
Things like this.
Things like this. It's about two guys with the same name who fall in love, and it's about destiny, and it's about fate, and it's about the fear of falling in love, I think, is one thing that I really want to, you know, strike a chord with. I don't see enough films that kind of deal with that anxiety of falling in love, and how terrifying it is, to be honest, to give yourself over to someone. But it's still hilarious, I promise. It's a romantic comedy. And it's the first LGBTQIA film that will deal with that will not deal with coming out. So there's no coming out story in our film. These characters are already out of the closet, and we've never seen that on screen in a love story in this way, with a cast like this, with, you know, a real Hollywood film that's just gonna tell a story about two people falling in love who happen to be gay.
Right. And why would you even need to address the coming out? Because it should be normalized anyway.
See that Carl Nassib, the NFL player, came out this week, and I really loved what he said in his coming out, which was, you know, hopefully someday an announcement like this will not be necessary, but right now it is.
Right. It's not national news that Bob and Susie fell in love.
Right. Exactly. But he's recognizing the fact that at this moment, what he's doing is needed, and it is groundbreaking. And so I think in the same way, I can recognize that this film is doing the same type of thing. It's, you know, we're breaking a barrier that hasn't been here before, And so
he was addressing that it needed to be done, but in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I was saying in the same way, things like this, you know, we're making a film that hasn't been made before. And so when we talk about it, we're talking about the fact that it hasn't been made, and the fact that what we're doing is breaking a barrier that hasn't been there, or a barrier that hasn't been broken, I mean.
Right, and a barrier that shouldn't be there, honestly.
Right, but a barrier that we have to address.
Right.
At least someone doing press for their, you know, a film that just features two gay men. And not about coming out, they won't have to talk about the fact that it's a gay feature. They can just talk about their movie.
Right. It's a romantic comedy, period.
Exactly. Yeah. Gay romantic comedy.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to say this. I'm not trying to be offensive, but you shouldn't have to say this is a white romantic comedy. This is a black romantic comedy. This is an Indian romantic comedy. It should just be a romantic comedy.
I agree with you, and I think in the same way, like that I mentioned, you know, the Carl Nassib thing, we do at the same time have to address that now, because then we break those barriers for the future.
Where we don't have to.
So important about the industry right now, and so important about the world, to be honest, is recognizing the fact that barriers need to be broken, so they are broken.
Absolutely. Are you in pre-production? Is production? Where are you at?
We're in the outset of pre-production. We're shooting this fall/winter, so it's all coming together. I've started to do, you know, the initial pre-production work, and it's a really exciting moment for me. It's a moment where I'm trying to stay very calm, because that's not kind of how I am. So right. I'm trying to, but yeah, that's where we're at.
Right. Well, not to freak you out, but fall is not that far away.
I know it's not that far away. Thank you. I know it's the next season. I got it.
I'm aware.
I know exactly when it is, but it's a few months, and so trust me, I have those thoughts. I'm like next time I have to refill my face cream, will I be filming the movie? Like, I have those thoughts. Like, but yeah,
I knew you had a skincare routine. I knew it.
I mean, like, when you're an actor days and there's HD cameras, I think you have to, like, honestly, you have to have a skincare routine, because those things are brutal and mean, like, created to hurt actors. That's my view on that. So yeah, no, I have to have a very intense skincare regimen, unfortunately.
So they can't see, but you've got fantastic skin.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I take a lot of work into it. So thank you.
Well, you're going to be shooting in LA?
No, actually, we will be shooting in Canada. I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be really cool.
Oh, you're going to have some nice environmental aesthetics, because in the fall and the winter, with the changing colors, it's going to be gorgeous.
For sure. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. And I mean, I've always wanted to film this in the winter, so it'll be nice to actually get to.
Yeah.
Not in LA winter, which is, oh my God, did it go below 50?
I know, it's October, you start off the day and you're freezing, and it's like you've got a sweater and jeans and your Uggs, and then at like 11 a.m. you're going, oh my God, it's freaking hot.
So I mean, I'm from DC, and I lived in New York City the last 6 years. I lived in Syracuse, New York for 2 years before that, going to school there, and so I can deal with the cold.
Yeah, for sure.
Cold. But for sure. It's actually the heat that I don't do as well in.
I can't stand it. And it's so humid down here. It's disgusting. You're in the car with the AC blasting. You walk from the car to your front door and you're like drenched. Like, this is stupid.
Same with DC, because, you know, it's a swamp too. So I get the humidity. I understand humidity, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Dry heat. So you just kind of bake.
Yeah. Feel like that's why everybody's got those nice tans out there.
Yeah, you just kind of feel like you're in an oven. Like, someone's going to make me a mozzarella stick. That's fine.
Oh, God, I'm hungry. Stop it. Well, hey, if you need a PA, you know, give me a call. I'll come up.
Yeah.
I can fetch coffee.
You can fetch hot chocolate, because I don't like coffee. So.
Absolutely. You want marshmallows?
Yeah, I do, actually. Really. I just want a bowl of marshmallows is what I want.
Hello, Costco.
Literally, yeah.
It's like, can we help you, sir? Yes, I'd like to buy these, you know, 10 pound of marshmallows, please.
Yeah, 10. Oh my God. Costco is the best, though. I don't know if you know, but I'm drinking this LaCroix the whole time. And I go through so many LaCroix. I'm like, I just need to go to Costco and just get like one LaCroix, that it's upsetting.
You're like 500 cans.
Exactly. And then I will never run out of LaCroix. It'll be perfect.
Well, that's great, though. You're going to start filming in Canada. Is it, you're going to Toronto?
We're going to Winnipeg.
I've been to Winnipeg.
Yeah, we're going to Winnipeg. It's a beautiful city, and it can it looks like New York. So really looking forward
for Canada prices.
Yeah, exactly. But it's beautiful. So yeah, we'll be in
Winnipeg. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm excited for you, and this cast is phenomenal.
Absolutely stunning cast. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah.
Who am I?
Exactly. That's my thought every day. But,
so tell me, you wrote this as well.
I did. I wrote the script. I wrote the script. I'm directing it and I'm starring in it. So it's a full effort from me.
Yeah, you're 110%.
Yeah, I'm giving it everything I have, which is honestly the only way I could have imagined it from when I started writing it. It's
absolutely.
It's just some scripts. I mean, I've written other scripts too, and I've been more able to, you know, hand them off to someone else. But this script, it was very personal for me, mm-hmm. and it didn't feel right giving it away in the same way, or even, you know, just it had to be me directing it as well as being in it. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. What else are you going to do with a project so close to your heart except throw yourself fully into it?
Exactly. And I think this movie, it's interesting because I've never felt like there's something I've written more where every character in it is kind of an element of who I am. And so it's kind of like every part of these people is just me split into all these different pieces.
Oh, so you got all of your multiple personalities into it.
Exactly. Yeah. So no, but it's really, that's why it just felt like something that I couldn't really, you know, hand off.
Right. Totally understandable. And people will, they'll respond to it. People you work with, people who watch it, they will respond to that complete devotion and immersion and just the bearing of your soul, of you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm definitely telling this story that's very personal to me, and that's a part of me. I think that's the truth of it. It's a mm-hmm. part of who I am. So I'm really excited to get to share it with the world.
So needed. What you're doing, it's inspiring even more so because you're so passionate about it. If you were just like, hey, I'm going to make a gay movie, right? Just because, and let's be for real, you guys, let's be for real. There are people that do things strictly for the likes, right? For the thumbs up on the social medias, or to do it because it, you know, it's hot right now, and we need to see authentic projects.
Yeah.
Not just because you're trying to be cool. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be amazing. And when can, I know things don't always go as planned, but what is your projected date? Once you finish production, once you do your post next year?
You know, I would say around the holidays next year.
Okay.
Would be my goal to get it out to people, just because I think it would be perfect for that time. So yeah.
Right. Well, you said fall and winter, so I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of holiday type scenes or wintry type. Can we expect, you know, walking along a snowy sidewalk perhaps?
You can. I will say that you can perhaps expect some snow. Yes.
All right.
Some beautiful.
What is it about snow that just adds to the romance? Is it because I'm so hot all the time?
No, I genuinely, for me, I think winter is by far the most romantic season mm-hmm. anywhere. I think it has to do with the fact that you need someone else to help keep you warm.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That shared body heat.
Exactly. Totally, though. But in the winter, it's like very, you know, there's a line in things like this that I will say now that says, "It's how come everything is prettier in the winter?"
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's always true. Absolutely. I think that everything is prettier in the winter. Well, everything you experience is somehow has this magic about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, snow definitely, it disguises a lot of imperfections. It softens those edges.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. It is. It's a reason to cuddle. Because during the hot, swampy summer, you're like, don't touch me.
Exactly. That's why I keep my air conditioning at 59 degrees in the summer.
Wait, did you say 59 or 69?
I said 50, yeah.
Holy crap. Hello, $1,000 electric bill.
Yeah, listen, it's not always at that. So don't worry, people. Don't come after me. But
we're going to start a GoFundMe for your electric bill.
Thank you. No, I just genuinely, I get so overheated, and I just like, I like it. I like to be in my cave.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I tend to keep my AC at 77, but there are times where I'm sitting there and I'll be like, why is it so GD hot? And I'll go crank it down. And like 5 minutes later, I'm like, fuck, it's cold. Go back up to 77. I'm not happy. I'm just not happy. I don't know what my issue is. My thermostat's broken, I think. But I mean, my personal thermostat. But it's just so, yeah. But they say that you sleep better with a cold room. So onto something.
Yeah. So I do sleep at a freezing temperature, which is nice for me.
Yeah. It has been such a privilege and an honor to speak to you. I'm so excited for the project. Things like this coming holiday season 2022, when everybody hopefully is out of their houses and free again.
Yeah, it was super nice to talk to you too. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for hunting me down. This is really nice.
Absolutely, Max. Please keep in touch and keep me posted on things, and let me show up in Winnipeg with your hot chocolate.
Yes, thank you so much. And the marshmallows.
10 pounds of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Alrighty. Well, Max, you have an amazing night.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. For all things Max, you can head over to maxtalisman.com. Thanks again to my sponsor, 1000 Plus Stain Remover and Cleaner. If you would like to sponsor the show, you can email me at pup4ccc@gmail.com. That's P-U-P, the number 4, C-C-C, at gmail.com. You can also head over to beunique.org, my beautiful partners over there, if you'd like to join the Be Unique family as a sponsor or perhaps as a contributor. As always, keep yourself safe, be good to each other, and I love you.